The Burt Show.
All right, Jen Hobby, for those that haven't ever actually read The Vent in the AJC, what is it?
It's basically this place where you can send in your commentary about Atlanta, the world around us, something that's bugging you, something you think is funny. And it's basically like giving you the opportunity to send in your one-liners about what's going on in the world. And so everybody emails in or mails in their one-liners to The Vent. I think they also have a phone line or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they print them up in the AJC every single day. And I guess they pick the cream of the crop and print them in there. And so it's just, you know, just sort of a funny way to read little opinions about what's going on in Atlanta from Atlantans.
I'm reading over some of the lines. I guess this is this the event from yesterday?
This is yesterday's, yeah.
And it does play out like, you know what, if you've ever gone to like the improv or a stand-up comedy act and there's somebody just really bad and you have to do that the false laughter thing?
Right.
That's how The Vent plays out to me every single day. And Jeff has highlighted, I'm just reading over The Vent that he highlighted for me. And I don't know that there's any way to really pull this off at all.
Well, I think it's all it's like a sitcom. A sitcom doesn't have to be great as long as you have the proper laugh track.
Well, first you need the proper ambiance. So here we are.
All right.
We're in a busy restaurant.
Yes. I'm doing stand-up comedy at the Landmark Diner. While you come check out the stars, there I am in the front doing my stand-up comedy. So all of these are based out of The Vent from yesterday, okay?
We need to pull back the ambiance.
The ambiance a little bit? Well, I haven't even hit stage yet.
Ambiance is a little loud.
Oh, okay. Well,
everybody's still going through the buffet line.
can Buddy Love introduce
you? Yeah, do you want an introduction?
Yeah, Buddy Love needs to introduce you.
Sure.
It's not Buddy Love appropriate. We're not in a club. We're in a restaurant.
There's usually a warm-up guy that just comes
on. Okay, a Bob Barker introduction.
Yeah, introduce him like you were your dad.
Yeah, like it's
your retired father.
It's a comedy club.
So everybody's just hanging out right now. It's kind of loud, sort of, at the comedy club cafeteria.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. We appreciate you coming by. Don't forget to set your cell phones and pagers to vibrate. For those of you who still have pagers, make sure you turn those to vibrate. We got a great show for you tonight. I just want to remind you, take care of your waiters and waitresses. They're taking good care of you. We also have a 2-drink minimum, so if you haven't gotten that second one, order up. It's sure going to help this next guy be funnier. Ladies and gentlemen, a very funny guy coming to the stage. Put your hands together for the first time in Atlanta at this particular TGI Fridays. It's Burt Weiss.
Thank you. Not really sure why they laughed right there.
Hey, they're a little late on the TGI Fridays joke.
Really good to be at the Golden Corral here tonight with you guys. You know, today I bought Krispy Kreme donuts for the office, but then I remembered I work at home. Yum! Thanks. You know, the Pandas must have hired Seeger's public relations guy. That's all I know. I don't even get that one.
Hold on a minute. I think
we just evacuated the crowd at Piccadilly's.
Apparently, me introducing Bert gets no quiet, but going, hold on a minute, shuts everyone up.
Well, you're very authoritative.
I don't think I can let this go on.
Why?
Oh, it was great.
Oh, it's terrible.
Wait, keep going.
Yeah, I haven't even got, but
it's not Bert's lines, it's The Vent lines.
Yeah, these aren't my lines.
Yeah, but it's just...
It's Atlanta's fault for this.
Go
like,
ahead.
I'm just thinking that we were sitting in the meeting yesterday, and Bert looked at the calendar, and he goes, God, Wednesday is a gaping hole. We don't have a lot of material. And somehow this idea came up, and because it was a big gaping hole in the schedule,
yeah,
we said, let's try this, and I don't know if what we're doing right now is considered good radio.
What else you got?
Nothing.
And the lines you highlighted for me also, like that one's not even funny. The
Find
Pandas
a funnier
must have hired
one.
Okay, I got one here for you.
All right, go ahead.
When I hear the big guy, I think of WKRP in Cincinnati, not a Georgia governor wannabe people.
Oh, you're
best
right.
The best part of this whole thing is the laugh track.
You're right. That one's better.
What's the difference between the use of the word now and the phrase at this point in time? Yeah. Can't work.
I'm about to take my tray up and scrape my food into the bin.
NBC anchor Brian Williams could make the ice cream man is coming sound ominous.
These people have way too much time on their hands to send these comments in.
Maybe our vent bet was way better than that.
Yeah.
God, yeah, because we had done a vent bet before where we talked about the entries into the vet event, and we decided to make our own entries, and whoever's got in last lost the whole thing.
Who got in first?
We've done it a couple times.
We've done it a couple times. It's not who gets in first, it's who gets in last, because every vent will get published. So I remember once I lost, like, mine never made it in. And then, like, the next one, I got in, like, 4 hours after I submitted it.
Yeah. And there's always, but we have so many bets going on the air right now that there's no way to add another one. All right, so now, that's a failed bit right there.
Well, how about this?
That's why we need to work a little bit harder in the post-show meeting, people. This is the reason right here.
How about, let's try this angle of the really bad vent bit, or should we just end it?
If you're reading this time, then we'll continue it.
Well, what I was going to say is, why don't I give you the first half of the vent, and you guys all take a guess and see if anybody can guess what the second vent half is.
Okay.
All right.
They're so random. I don't know.
Well, that's you got to let yourself go. You have to get creative, like the vent submitters.
Be the vent.
They're out of the box, Jen.
They are creatively free.
Be the vent.
They are the Hemingways of our time.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
No. Thanks.
Melissa, you can go first because you're a thespian. It's amazing how those tiny panda cubs grow into such huge bears. Maybe she needs the rest right now.
Thank you. Say it again, because I can't imagine what the person would have said at the end. Go ahead.
It's amazing how those, and it's, this is a comical line. This one's funny.
Oh, vent funny, you mean?
Yeah. Or Bert Show funny today. It's amazing how those tiny panda cubs grow into such huge bears.
And I can't even get through 400 traffic.
Jen, your guess?
I have no idea. What is it?
Steroids?
Mm. Let me try this one on you. Why the all the excitement about the panda baby? It's just one more child ignored by his father and the government.
Can I get my pecan pie over here?
Waitress!
More coffee.
More coffee. We are at an elderly person's diner.
Sanko!
Can you top off my Sanko?
Hi, good morning. How are y'all?
Hold on, let me turn off the ambiance. All right.
That's funny.
Oh, no, it's
not. What part of this is funny?
No, not the lines. Just the way y'all are making fun of it. That's hilarious.
Okay, well, you want her to guess the next vent thing, Jeff?
Yeah.
No, I liked it better when Bert was doing it.
No, hold on a second. Right. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you think this is funny? We're going to make you pay for that opinion.
Oh, God.
All right. What's your name? Callie?
Yeah.
All right, Callie. Finish this vent. Everybody ends up where they're supposed to be.
Oh, God. It's called fate?
No, Bert. Everyone ends up where they're supposed to be.
Then how come I end up nowhere?
Melissa, everyone ends up where they're supposed to be.
In 400 traffic.
Except for the panda cubs. Jen Hobby, everyone ends up where they're supposed to be.
Including the big guy.
The correct answer? Get a laugh track ready, Bert?
I'm ready. This is the big ending right here, baby. Go.
All right. Everybody ends up where they're supposed to be, except for those who don't.
Wow. That's one I'm going to have to sit on today. Thank you, Callie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate it. Maybe it was my delivery. Maybe it wasn't the actual line.
No, it's the lines.
No, I think it's my delivery. In fact, I'm going to prove it to you. Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa, I will not go down alone. That's what Bert just said.
The starred one is your line.
Okay.
Ambiance.
All right.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
It only works with the ambiance.
Yeah.
It only doesn't work with the ambiance.
All right, we're at the food court of Lenox Square. Melissa's standing at a table.
All right, thanks so much, guys. And remember to tip your, I don't know, the guys throwing the Frisbees over there in the, aisleway. All right, listen, I got one last one for you. Now, if you and your son are borderline functional in New York and consider smart here in Georgia, you should go to Alabama, because there you could be brain surgeons.
Hey, I thought this food court had a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You people need to know that sometimes it's just really, really hard to put in quality entertainment every minute of this show.
Well, it was funny yesterday in the post show.
Good on paper.
It was funny. We were having a good chuckle.
Amy, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, like, you know, when you're on 400 or something, there's that car accident, but you, like, you can't stop looking at it?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm feeling right now, but don't worry, my radios stay right on Q100.
So you're just driving past the Bird Show right now, hoping you see an arm on the road.
Yeah, I'm looking out there for you.
We are really, really, really testing your loyalty, aren't we?
You really are, but you know what? You got me, so keep on doing good radio.
Well, I think we're past that.
Stop doing it.
I think what you meant to say was start doing good radio.
The Bert Show.